Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one. P1s listen at least an hour each day.
And P1s get to the point when they call in.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Get up on the good foot now. Hit me.
Oh, that was your alarm?
Well, tap, get up, Matt. I'd get used to it, though. Remember, I used Samuel L. Jackson cussing me to wake me up, and I just got used to it. I'd
That'll
start
work.
Dreaming about Samuel L. Jackson. And
Samuel.
It was snakes on a... On a boat at that point in my dream.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. One big snake. And the weird part is, in my dream, it wasn't a physical snake, but it did involve Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, boy.
It's ain't a terrible movie, you know. It's not really that bad.
Snakes on a boat?
On a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Did they do a boat?
Funny.
No, in my dream, I did.
Was it a John boat or was it a Chris Craft?
Was it on a Mother Blanken boat?
It was a pontoon.
The pontoon. Yeah, that's what I call mine. Taking the pontoon out on the lake, yeah.
Yeah, suck my wake.
Oh, my gosh.
Eat my shorts. brand new Matt Mann's conspiracy mystery coming up. Most of you agree, and even Paige, who is I think you should get sainthood. I really do. Saint Paige.
I could go to the nunnery right now.
Don't you do it.
Well, you're always going to the winery. You might as well.
Not anymore. I've been good.
Nunnery. I think those are called monasteries, right?
Get thee to the nunnery.
Is it called? I don't know, actually.
It's a monastery. It's not a nunnery.
That's just where the bald guys hang out, right? The women go somewhere else.
Well, that would make sense. But no, it's...
Those are bald women.
Is it really nunnery? It's odd. I mean, it's fun. I like it. Nunnery.
I don't know. Could they reject bald women if they, identify it as...
They don't reject you because you marry Christ.
I'm talking about the monks. Like, if you wanted to be a monk.
Oh, and not shave your head?
Well, if you're a bald woman.
Yes. What if you wanted to let that guy from Street Fighter who's bald but had the ponytail?
It won't matter. You have to be completely silent if you're a monk.
Was that Vega?
Talk a lot.
I don't know the names, man. I can't remember them.
The two of you would never be monks.
They couldn't do it, man.
You're right. I mean,
you could be quiet.
I mean, you almost made me cuss just by saying that. So you're right. That would never. And who wants to go to a monkery?
And
I mean,
I was just saying.
I don't want to go.
Don't we have a local one?
A monkery?
Yeah.
A monastery.
Yes. Very right off of 291.
So they
at least it used to be.
They just hang out and don't talk.
I don't know.
You do community service because that would suck too.
In my mind, it's always in some kind of very tranquil, beautiful place. There's trees. There's birds everywhere.
You got to wear big clothes.
Yeah, but that's the cool thing is like everybody's equal because you got the same haircut. It's like the military. Yeah. Everybody got the same haircut, same uniform.
Vow of silence and chastity.
Well, that's what masters don't ask, don't tell in the monkery.
Enough about your belt, Paige.
Yeah, I'm not going in the monkery then.
No, I don't want to go to the monkery. It's what the Paige soundboard calls you when you say, call me a bad word, you monkey.
I can't call you a clown. That'll scare you.
That's the go-to now. I tell you who uses that too much. Oh, Lord. It's Jeremy Clements. He uses the clown emoji. That's got to be on his top used emojis.
Like, come on, Jug.
I'm up here test driving with these clown emojis.
Yeah. It's either clown or monkey. That's my go-to.
Used it too much.
Yeah. So that'll be I will be as generic as I can. But it's real interesting, the email that I got. And the guy doesn't want me to read it, but I'll be very anonymous with it. This thing right here, I told you, TikToker, you know, you see all the crap on there. You hear about it, all this. But now fines being laid down. Because this comes to a time when, you know, you got all these different challenges on there and they're going to start, you know, eating Tide. Oh, they've already eaten Tide Pods. Now they're going to be boofing them or something. I mean, it's snorting Tide Pods, whatever. So this is kind of like Jaws in kind of the opposite way. Maybe this is revenge Jaws.
Done it.
TikToker. What does everybody think about TikTok? Oh, where does it come from?
China.
Yep.
Listen at Paige.
Say
Paige
it,
wins.
Please.
China. A TikToker in China just got a huge fine after filming herself cooking and eating a great white shark.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What? Well, that's just cruel.
Okay. I'm glad that went the way it did, because Fatboy went, oh, no. And I don't know what the oh no is about, but Paige says that's cruel. But you'll eat the butt out of a halibut and not worry about it. She just leaves the halibut laying there. She loves the butt part for her.
Yeah, but I mean, she's
you'll gonna eat the trouts that are going backwards. You don't mind that. But then when it's a great white shark who is, got dinosaur teeth coming at you, that's cruel. Now, Fatboy, to your point, you went, oh, what was the all about?
I don't know how that would even happen, how you would get
how
the shark.
How you catch it.
How you would prepare it.
Well, go on TikTok and ask Tizzy. That's her name on TikTok. The shark was, that's going to make Paige squall. Not like a Native American, but it's Southern for cry.
She's going to start bawling. Not that way, but she's going to cry.
The shark was a baby shark. It was only 6 feet long. Which is, oh, it's a baby. Authorities in China have been investigating this ever since she posted the video. It shows her buying the shark. She bought the shark illegally. Now,
you can't buy a shark to eat?
Well,
here's the thing. They're not in danger, but they're vulnerable.
What? I don't like that. I don't like that distinction. I didn't know you could. Look, you could buy yellowfin tuna.
Let me ask, how the hell do you know that? Did you just look that up?
No, I knew that they were getting to that list. That's why I was like, that is just cruel. But anyway.
Well, no. That was shocking to me as well. That's why I was like, did you just look that up? So she's buying the shark illegal, which I guess there's a black market for fish. I mean, in China, I imagine you go any market and get anything you want.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The deepest, darkest illegal goods.
You can get a virus if you want.
You can get fake Louis. So she buys it. She does a whole little blog on TikTok. She goes, buys this thing illegally, cooks it on a big old fire, and then she picks up a huge chunk of this great white shark and takes a bite of it. And as Paige just said, great white sharks are considered vulnerable species, which I feel vulnerable. I feel we're all
in the
vulnerable.
Water, yeah.
Well, in the water, but there's just in life sometimes.
I feel like that walking around.
I get a little, what was the word again, Paige? You said earlier? Sus.
Verklempt.
Sus.
Verklempt. I get a little anxious in certain big box retailers at certain times of day.
I wouldn't think that would taste good.
They're protected in China. So after the video went viral, they confiscated some of the leftovers that she still had in her freezer and confirmed, yep, that's great white shark. So they, not TikTok, I didn't want to lead you on a wild goose chase there, but I didn't say TikTok finder. This is what's odd to me. So China, we know how they are with their labor laws, how they are with their fake cities, where yep. they're, you know, all that propaganda stuff. But they have a wild animal protection law in China. They should have it for the people, perhaps.
Well, you know, they have for pandas for many.
Panda. Yeah, so China fined her $18,500, and the people who sold her the shark, who she obviously videoed, they also now face charges. And
Jesus.
This is where it gets even wilder. I don't even want to read the text yet, because people may already know this. She said that the meat was very, very tender. Very tender. And I'm sitting here thinking, I've always heard the bigger the animal, or at least with fish, the bigger the fish, the meat's not as good.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Because bigger and older is tougher.
Yeah, remember that, ladies. So, but here's the thing. And I did not know this, obviously. The great white shark meat is really high in mercury. Alan Jackson draft. And according to most wild game sources, it doesn't taste good. You want to know why?
It's got to be skin related, right? I would think. You're going to get some skin in there.
Sharks do not pee. Sharks urinate through their skin.
Oh, that'd be cool if I could do that.
But think about how thick that is. And you're sitting there like just, it's kind of just like your mama would put something in the crock pot and let it cook all damn day. And that's the way that.
Now, what it
would be very salty. But then again, I don't know if sharks eat what I eat because mine is. And I don't know why I know that.
They don't. They don't eat what we eat.
Yeah, they don't eat what, thank God.
Also, random thought.
Very dangerous if they eat what we eat.
Are fish buttholes a delicacy? I would think so.
I'm afraid to Google it. Yeah. I don't want to see pictures of Trey Anastasio bent over.
Dang it, man. I didn't know that about the pee.
Fish for the pee.
I did not know that. That's kind of gross.
What about shark? Great white sharks not peeing?
They could pee anywhere, like the top of their head.
They sweat it. They sweat their pee.
And they wiggle their tails.
Yeah, really. I'm glad they don't do that with poop. Quick.
Well, I mean, if you really think about it, and there's a doctor, somebody that tell me, oh, you're wrong, dummy. But what our sweat is kind of like us peeing through our skin in a way, because it's just, excreting.
It's not filtered out through your kidneys.
Yeah, no. Some kind of balance.
Like right? When you eat asparagus, does your sweat stink?
No, not the sweat.
I know.
And I love asparagus, too. I got to eat it.
I love them, man.
It's wonderful.
Do you like Brussels sprouts?
Yes.
Not with really,
with
but
a
I mean.
Sherry reduction.
Little tiny cabbages.
I can get into it. Put some bacon around it.
Put some cheese sauce on there. Dip it in some chocolate fondue. It's real good.
I'd love to cook for you one day. You love it. All my yummies.
I notice Nine's not there again. I'd like to bring my two grandchildren up there and do a one-on-one interview with you. I could ring a bell like it's going out of style. I'll ring yours if you look at me the right way.
I noticed the fly of your pants was
ring
a little
long. Bell.
I saw your drawers swinging around.
My bell's wonderful. All right. I'm going to be very evasive and very anonymous and very generic when I read this email. This guy has asked me not to be specific on, and I won't be, but it is all part of a brand new Matt Mann's conspiracy mystery. Good morning.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week
freaking
to look
me
outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. Also, if it's in my beard, it'd be Area 69.
Oh, that's a creepy song.
For this?
Oh, yeah. Growing up. Oh, that's creepy.
I can hear a beat behind it and Busta Rhymes on top. Oh, yeah.
If you've seen so-and-so.
Doing the fast rap.
You can still do it, too.
Also, mental note for later in the show. Several people are texting in, and I've not Googled it yet because 9 is out. But according to this person, all fish pee through their skin. So we're going to investigate upon that. But God, the email.
I never thought of that.
This was sent to me by I don't even want to say a P1, a listener. I don't want to give anything. I want this person to feel confident and not like, I don't want to use the word paranoid, but just concerned about, you know, when you get involved in certain stuff, you don't want to, you maybe want to share something, but then you don't want people to put two and two together and realize it was you. So I get that.
So don't worry about it, dude. You're good.
That's why I wrote my book under a pen name. No one knew that was me.
You got to.
About those letters.
Because people will leak information out. Just specific information.
See how I feel sorry for Mr. Rushdie taking all the slack from a book, but still. I didn't write that book. This email, let me grab it here. I may have to save this as some kind of evidence or something.
It's gonna be juicy.
I'm going to read this the way I was. Hey, Matt Man, love the show. Love that you've brought back MM's Conspiracy Mysteries. This is something that I wanted to share with you. This is the original email prior to him saying, hey, I heard you say you're going to read my email. Be very generic about it or whatever. So, when I was active duty in something, I was stationed at a camp somewhere in a state in America.
What's a good start?
I had an encounter with a shadow person. Late at night on a weekend, I was alone in the Obama's first name plural.
Nice
barracks.
That was good.
I was stone cold sober.
What?
My roommate was on the other side of the base. As I go to a piece of furniture you'd sleep in.
Oh, couch.
Bed. As I go to bed, I turn over and I slightly open my eyes. At this point, I see a shadowy figure come out of my roommate's closet.
You said eyes? Eyes. Thought I heard something
else. I see. At this point, I see.
Okay.
I see, said the blind man. At this point, I see a shadowy figure come out from my roommate's closet and walk to his bed. Literally, I'm not asleep yet. I see arms. I see legs. I see them moving. I see it literally crawl into his bed, and clear as day, I see the thing turn over and look at me.
Oh, my gosh.
In a panic, I sit up straight in the bed and back into a wall. Never blinking. And starting at what I just saw. Oh, staring at, they meant. Okay. Never blinking and staring at what I just saw. I grab my phone and turn the flashlight on, only to see the bed completely empty and the power to my phone and flashlight go out. A few weeks later, I finally tell my roommate what I saw, and he was speechless. Why? He saw the same thing one night when I was not in the barracks.
Oh, they both saw it.
I don't know if this has anything to do with this particular job he was working at the time, but it's always been weird because he told me years later, and he's talking about his former roommate in the place, he's mentioned that to two other guys that were in that same area. They had the same thing happen to him. Matt, this is not some kind of, I can't think of a good word for, to keep this, oh gosh, I'm trying to think of a word that keeps this still generic. Other people that were in that same, let's say they work for a company
okay.
in a particular area, They all had similar situations at the same camp base and said they told one of their superiors about it and got the look of do not tell a soul about what you saw. At first, I have to admit, I thought I was being razzed. Turns out I wasn't. And I still to this day don't know what the hell I saw. And then goes on to say various other things that really is not, you know, adhesive to this story, conducive to this story, I guess. But
I'm trying to visualize this. When you talk about a shadowy figure, like the end of Ghost, where they come and get the guy, the bad boyfriend?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that part is crazy. Imagine what they'll do in the new Ghost movie, because that CGI was kind of shoddy then. Yeah, but see what they'll do now. It's going to look like,
not good.
But I looked up, and, you know, it leads me to, I look up kind of the basis of what he's talking about, in particularly where he was at. And, man, there's several people talking about it, and then it splits off into these little, you know, theoretical conversations. And the thought is, and I have no clue. I've read this email and look up literally 45 minutes maybe of looking this up. I mean, that's a lot. The segment ain't even that long.
And you got to research it.
People think that it's like, you know, it goes literally goes back to entities or that's the thing when we say aliens, sometimes that could mean entities. Like if you believe in spirits, like dark spirits or whatever, they have some kind of form of energy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like when you trip acid, you see, you know, little garden gnomes and all that stuff and gestures and all that. But in when you're regularly just stone cold sober, you know, you don't see any of that stuff. So these people are theorizing that this is where it is silly. But at night, it's almost like you remember that cartoon when the old man who owned the shoe repair business, he'd go to sleep and these little tiny elves would come out at night and fix the shoes. Cobblers, yes. My favorite's Peach. It's wonderful. That at night,
ghost cobblers.
These entities are going out and souping up the machinery and helping advance. Because so the theory is that those areas where these people are working on a base of some kind, mm-hmm, is on top of some kind of major underground something of some kind of entity. And the deal is, hey, we're going to work together. It's kind of like we're in a duplex of land here.
Yeah. It's not like
something else similar goes to Denver.
Oh gosh,
where it's an airport
portal.
Is?
It's a portal.
Air portal page. You said it.
Like, do we have weapons?
A
maybe
portal.
We don't know about the fact that the boss said, you know, don't worry or forget what you saw.
Yeah, they went through four different people just through that, and this isn't, you know, look. I mean, it's silly to sit here and dance around it. I mean, it's military, and I won't say which branch or anything further than that. But those guys are usually, from what I know, those guys, they don't like screw around about that stuff. That's why when they put out the video of the Air Force guys reacting to those, you know, UABs they call them now.
Oh yeah,
they're like, this is something I've never seen
this
in my life.
This is not logical.
This is not of this world.
Can't be UFOs anymore. They're UABs.
Yeah. Maybe that was the shadowy figure. Late to work. I had to get there. I had to speed.
So it makes you wonder if this is one of those things like, did I just see what I thought I saw?
And when you have that, though, and part of the thing, and he goes into some stuff that, again, has nothing to do with this story, but then comes back to it and says he's only had that experience at where he was,
place,
not ever at home.
Residual or something.
Yeah, and it's weird to say, and like maybe that's hauntings, you know? I mean, I kind of all these go back to that thing of what is energy? Like what, not car, gas, electric.
I'm talking about orbs.
Like, again, I've been doing this damn, I've been in radio for over, I don't know, 24 years, I think now.
Thank you.
I can't explain to you how it works. I'm here in Greenville talking to people who are an hour in the past.
That is weird.
Listening to this live.
Yes.
And I don't know, but there's no cord going down to New Orleans. That energy is going through the air. you can't see it, but it's there, which is kind of frightening. Like, if you could, and all that Wi-Fi, you could see lasers and all that stuff, that'd blow your mind.
But the thing about seeing ghosts, it's alarming. It's not like you're, it's a random thing. It kind of takes you by surprise.
But that's, so ghosts are, even people that believe them explain it as residual energy.
Yeah.
It's energy. So maybe, this is going to sound silly, but maybe ghosts are aliens or entities. I'm breaking it down to people who don't believe in aliens or ghosts, even from a faith kind of thing, you know?
I mean, it's got to be some form of, well, you said energy. I mean, it is.
Unless.
Or a haunting, like you said.
Chinese people figured out how to turn themselves into ghosts, or Russians, and they come over here and they're messing with our equipment.
They could beam. Have, you know, look, man, they got drones that look like damn birds. They got all kind of technology.
They got those. They are. I don't know if it's in this country or not.
They can mess.
But there's
them.
these drones they've set up now. You know the drones they have over. I believe maybe they have them here too, but especially over in Asia. I don't know if it's China or Japan, but one of them. And they'll do those. They'll fly up at the same time, and they'll start making these beautiful images in the sky, lighting up.
Ooh.
You know, they're dancing around in succession. So somebody's taken that, a real company has made it where, like, they can pinpoint people and shoot them from the sky. I mean, that sounds very, like, layman's terms, but that's what it is. It's like, there's Ellenberg again.
I get him.
Yeah,
it's coming to people with GPS.
We know exactly where he's going. We're going to send a thing over there, which for wartime, I think that's, that keeps a life saved of a good guy.
That's what war is going to become. You're not going to have, you know, boots on the ground. Not humans, at least. This is like Terminator 2.
Yeah, well, that's one kind of weird theory I always had when it came to aliens. It's like they always look the same. Even in, like, our military, if you want to put it that way, same haircut, you know, stripped of the identity in a sense, as Sergio Simpson would say, but the same uniform. Aliens always have huge, big old eyes.
Yep.
Big old head. They're gray.
They got no genitalia.
They have no genitals or nipples.
Nope.
And they have like three or four fingers.
How do they procreate?
I think they are drones. And I think on the other planet, they're playing them as a video game.
Now, that sounds
silly. But I really do believe that it's not a physical body. If it's these people that claim to have seen aliens, it's a playable drone.
I heard they procreate through the skin. Don't know if you can confirm or deny.
It's the same thing with fish.
Good Lord.
Alien spread.
Man.
Babies through their
What's wrong with you? Did you fall into some mud? Oh, I got diarrhea.
Did you just imagine somebody walking up saying, I saw like some kind of shadow thing in the room here?
I don't know, but this guy's on the text is being serious. We may be able to have somebody on that, not at that same particular base, but experienced something very similar when they were in a base in the southwest of this country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to respond to him now during this thing. I know, I'd love to. I want to hear about that. People call me a fool now in the text. I'm presenting someone else's email. You call him the fool, all right?
That's all it is.
It's just thinking. It's not saying, yeah, this is right, yeah, this is wrong. It's fun to think about stuff like that, I think. Not in a, like, malicious way, but just, like, the what-ifs thing.
Because it's going around. I mean, stuff going on, like the last Hitlers. That's a real thing.
Oh, that, man. People love that one. They said I should be on the History Channel.
It was really good, man. Like, that and the Terry Bradshaw, the original Tom Brady. That's his alias.
My favorite conspiracy mystery ever is Barron Trump, the time traveler. That was a hard... It was hard. Like, yeah, that's not coincidence.
No, it was with audio, too.
Yes.
All right.
Is that the grandfather, great-grand?
Oh, no, the book that was wrote over 100 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. They're throwing roses at me.
Freaking me out.
Paige, it was Poison Ivy. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Can I be selfish and do something for the ladies?
All the ladies?
All the single ladies.
Do they
have
to be single? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out where all the single guys are because Valentine's Day is right around the corner next in your Rise Guys headlines.
2 weeks from today. Oh.
Dang, that's right.
I ain't got to worry about nothing this time.
Oh, we'll just wait.
I sound like DiBiase.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning,
everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen to many others, none of them hold a flame to Nine and Matt Man and Paige, Fat Boy. They all good every morning.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige and with you. So let's talk about being single. And how do you fix that situation? And where do you find single men, ladies?
You go,
help me.
I went speed dating one time. It had nothing to do with Adderall. I was very disappointed.
That would've been fun to watch.
I did go to one of those one time. I think we hosted it. And man, it was...
How'd it work for you?
Well, it was like, I think, 5 minutes you talk to the person, and then they have to bounce, and then it's like, well, what if I didn't want them to bounce, you know? Somebody, I'm over here looking at it like, hey.
Can I go back to that one?
Wear a disguise. Come back over here.
What if it's the opposite? You got to, you know, talk to somebody for 5 minutes you don't want to, like, even look at? Well, that'd be rough.
Well, I enjoy that challenge, though. So I like getting stuck in places where I have to talk to somebody. I don't want to get stuck in the elevator or anything like that, you know.
That could be arranged.
I love trying to find something interesting in a planned situation.
So let's talk about how you got so ugly. Let's figure this out.
Seriously, what
you
happened?
You're talking to me or you're talking?
Are you a burn victim or are you tan too much? I can't figure it out.
You just farted, didn't you? I didn't do it.
That's your feet?
You trying to sabotage me
you
next day.
You got dried fish in that bag?
You better take that chair with you.
You're ruining it for me. Oh,
why
okay.
are we asking
okay,
about the
well,
dating?
Did you know that there's 127 million single people, 18 years or older, living in America? So that's 40% of the population are single.
Yeah, I don't want to go off.
One thing about all the immigrants, they're all married.
I don't know if anybody knows.
I'm saying like they bring their whole family with them. They're not just like, you know, single guys popping in the country.
I don't know if anybody knows how many people are in this country, legal or illegal. World, for that matter.
It's absolutely a guess. It's absolutely a guess.
When was the last time you filled out a census?
Here's the thing, though. We're supposed to have what?
Census the last time.
Between 330 and like 350 million people in the country, right? If you go around to major cities, sometimes the numbers don't always add up.
Yeah, like in California, how do they, like the mass exodus versus all the like homeless cities, whatever you want to call it, tent cities, where they don't know the documentation.
I think the population of Atlanta is what, I think roughly between, let's say, 6 and 9 million.
God.
Now, that's a big number, but it don't seem like there's that many people to me when I've been there.
You're in one little area, though. Like,
but the but that many people mean, in the though. City would be, I mean, that would be a lot.
That's like when I'll go to a concert, oh, how many people were you there? Man, there could have been 5,000 or 15,000. I can't look at a crowd of people and tell you.
I can't either.
Some of them are super huge. Some of them are little tiny people.
Well, let's just break it down for you.
Break it down.
To Paige. See where you need to go to find love or, you know, whatever
you said want. Men, though.
I've got women, too, but I was being selfish, okay. Thinking about men first.
You know what? I appreciate that for. About you.
I'm, you know, helping the ladies out there. Yeah. The cities with the most men who are single?
San Francisco.
San Antonio, Texas.
Actually, you're wrong.
Dang it. Boston. Hey, ladies, what are you doing? You want to hook up?
It's supposedly reigning men in Minneapolis. That's where you go.
Is that a wordplay thing?
That's where you go if you want to meet single men. They're there. Then Atlanta, Newark, Pittsburgh, Madison, Wisconsin, Richmond, Cincinnati, St. Louis, Buffalo.
Pittsburgh.
And also,
you want to go out?
You might find some lonely, handsome cowboys in Reno, Nevada.
Oh, they're gamblers.
Biggest little
wives left them because they gamble all the time.
I know.
That's where they all go. What are they called? Reno's the best little whatever?
It's the biggest little...
city.
Yeah, one of those.
Something like that. The biggest... Oh, no, I'm thinking of Clark W. Griswold talking about the Grand Canyon.
Biggest hole in the world.
Well, if you want to find the most single women, where do you go?
Yeah, where?
Buffalo, New York.
Oh, okay. All right, look, I'm just throwing it out there.
That's too far?
Well, they probably got good-looking women, but I'm imagining women that are always bundled up and, you know, maybe a little portly.
My gosh.
Then there's Richmond, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Ohio, Newark, Baton Rouge. A lot of single women.
There. Garth Brooks always calling there looking for them.
Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Baltimore. So, therefore, we should head to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Like weekends in Atlanta, find single people, and that's where they are.
I mean, this is probably going to ruffle some feathers, but haven't we discussed that, you know, some northern women are a little, they come off as a little aggressive.
Are you not getting a lot of calls today? Like, you feeding, or you, like, you know.
Just trying to get people to wait outside to beat you up.
They come off as like, how you doing, like, bust your balls tight, like a guy would.
Well.
You don't want that always as looking for a woman, do you?
As long as I prefer that to being all dainty and, but yeah. I don't want that there like, to overpower mine.
Don't you want a woman that's a woman and a woman that's not a dude? Like, you want to go home to a woman, not like you're going home to a buddy.
What would the
difference be?
I want her to fart in front of me and stuff.
But you don't want her, like, you know, busting your balls and, like, doing stuff you would do.
Now, see, and I'll take that point further.
Oh, come on now.
No. Like, if she says, hey, pull my finger, I mean, I would do that. But if she's ripping, like, big crackers.
Big ass.
We're like, the neighbor's like, Matthew over here shooting his gun again. Then that's too much.
Say, pull your own finger. It's the women's lib. I don't want to set it back.
Rosie Rivet's pulling her fist. Imagine what she was ripping.
I was pulling it out of
Rosie Rippet.
All the divorcees. Topping the list, Spokane, Washington, then Jacksonville, Florida, Reno, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Duval.
Orlando, Florida.
They got
That's
problems.
Where all the divorces go.
Nevada, man. That one kept coming up.
Yeah.
Divorces and.
Whatever happens there stays there.
They got brothels out there, casinos, all kind of temptations. That's where the devil lives.
And Area 51.
They got Sam Smith's hats out there.
You know, talking
all kind
about
of bad
it.
Stuff.
Dude, man. That he was on SNL this week. That was this past.
Yeah,
right?
The last week, a couple weeks ago.
And then, see that took my daughter when she was very 12, I think, to go see him at concert. That was when in Charlotte I passed out at, just because I was hot.
That's what it was.
Well, you weren't.
Old Sam
and then
by.
I see him on SNL, man, looking like freaking Baphomet himself up there, and I'm like, boy, God, I would have passed out at that show because of the shock. And I would have grabbed them kids by the arms and said, Go get the car come pick me up.
Yeah. Bring it to daddy.
That was weird, man. That was like Boy George on acid and crack at the same time.
Well, I'm Paige. Those are your Eyes Guys headlines. I hope Wonderful. I helped you out, ladies.
Oh, you're going to get them laid now.
So.
Hope it helped you. What about the guys, though?
I gave them advice, too.
Yeah. But we're also screwing over all the single guys in those towns because they're like, good Lord.
Yeah.
We're trying to reel them in. Y'all come and fish at our lake.
Here come all the married dudes trying to have a challenge.
All the married dudes. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll do some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. This is kind of fun, little off the air kind of conversation we're having, and we don't know the answer to it. So rather than just Googling it or looking it up, we'll just ask the question on the radio as we were off the air and just see what people think. A, are we stupid? And B, is there some kind of underlying thing to this when you go get blood work done?
We need some help.
It's just I'm diabetic. I was having an off-the-air conversation about it, and I'm like, you know, what all they seeing in there when they doing that blood test? So we'll ask that question again like I just did right after this. Good morning.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.